Hi, thank you for calling Celtic Tree and Landscape LLC
for quality assurance. This call may be recorded.
Hello, Celtic Tree.
Oh, hi, Connell. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello, Tina. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Okay, what, let me just, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
What card do you have?
It's a Visa ending in 3025.
Okay, I'm going to give you another card.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
It's 4691021818.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
0543-1238.
Okay,
it's
expiration.
0927.
And the code?
599.
And is this card still under the same billing address on 83 Minturn Road?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. Okay, excellent. That one worked. I got the green light for you. So you're all set. Thank you for taking care of that and have a great rest of your week too.
All right, one more question.
Sure.
Remember, who did I deal with before this? I forget her name. What was her name?
I think it was Emma.
I don't know. I don't think it was Emma.
Oh, okay. What is it that you need? Maybe I can direct you to the right person.
Well, I did deal with somebody. I was doing a paper cut campaign with you guys, and I might decide to do it again, but I remember dealing with, it was a lady that I used to call me.
Let me look, because I see back in June of 2024 was the last time you had the Google ads, and that was 600. It looks like you were doing like 600 here and 500 there. One month you did 1,000. So let me look back at the notes from that date and see who you were talking to. Do you think it could be Shalette or Bonnie?
Yeah, it was Shalette, I think.
Shalette. Okay. Yep. It looks like it could be her. So I put a note on the account, I think. Let's see here. Like 4 months ago, you and I had talked about putting the ads back on, but I don't know. It looks like you didn't I think we just discussed it. So would you like to add them now, or are you still thinking about it? Because our minimum requirement is 300 for the ads, so you don't have to do 600 each month.
Well, the question is, how long would it take to, you know, are you able to do pay-per-click ads?
Yes, of course. So the pay-per-click ads, if you wanted to do those, we would start them in under 2 weeks if you started it today. So we say under 2 weeks, Conal, but honestly, we've had them up and running before in 3 days on a special request. So, you know, if you need it sooner because the season's ending or something, we could definitely put that special request in for you.
Okay. Well, So you don't have my website, but that doesn't matter, right?
Let me see here. If you're promoting your own website, we would promote that website on the Google Ads as well, which are the pay-per-click. So usually a pay-per-click ad is a tagline and a link to your website. So we would still promote your own website on it, even though we would be managing the ads for you.
Yeah, because I have somebody else, another company that does my website.
Oh, that's not a problem. Yeah, we have a lot of people that use their own websites on the Google Ads. So yeah, it's not like just because you work with us, we're going to force you to get one of our websites. You know what I mean? So absolutely, it's not a problem. You can use your own website on there.
And the pay-per-click thing, well, I'll let you know on Monday what I'm going to do. But if, you know,
okay,
If I do it, it's probably going to be like $2,000 a month for 3 months.
That's a great idea. I always tell people that you know, if you go aggressively like that, you'll get a very, very strong return on investment, and you'll have enough money to reinvest on an ongoing basis just based on what's coming in. I can follow up with you on Monday. I want to give you a little bit of food for thought, though, because you might be eligible for the Google Verified program. Have you heard of Google Verified before?
I mean, I have a Google Local Ads thing.
Okay. This is, it used to be called Google Guaranteed, and just this month in October, they changed it to Google Verified. Have you, passed the background check and everything to run? Cause that's not a pay-per-click program. It's a pay-per-lead program that Google designed about, May of last year.
Yeah, I do have that.
You already have that. Okay, perfect. So then what I'll do is I'll touch base with you on Monday, and that way if you decide to, you know, do that $2,000 for the ads, we can get the ball rolling for you then, okay?
Yeah, I'm not guaranteed. I might give it to you, I might give it to the other company. I don't know. I'm just being up front about it, but, you know.
So with the other company, check what the management fee is, because our management fee is 25%, which is below industry standard. Most companies charge 35%, and that's already built into the budget that you allot with us. So you wouldn't have to pay 25% over the $2,000. We would just build it into the ads that we're running for you out of that budget.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so that could make a big difference for you too, you know?
Well, if I do it, I want the same lady back that I can talk to. I don't want to talk to anybody else.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. Absolutely. I can set you up with the ads, and then I could create an appointment for her to call you, and you guys could go over the keywords, where you want the ads run, you know, times of day that you want the ads to run. So she can definitely help you get everything set up.
Well, the most important thing is that whoever's in charge of the account, which is not wouldn't mm-hmm. be her, would mm-hmm. know how would be understand it well and have a better chance of getting me a result.
Yeah, you know, I see that recently they had assigned an account manager to you, which is Emma, which is why I thought you had been talking to her. If you like, I can actually request on Monday for your account manager to be Shalette. And that way everything that's, you know, going on with your account, not only with the Google ads, but with everything else, would be handled through her. And it sounds like, you know, you had a good experience with her. So that's probably a good move for you, you know, to have me switch the account manager to Shalette.
Yeah, if I do it, it will be Shalette. She's how old is she? She's not a young person, I don't think.
Correct. She's probably close to my age. I've never asked her, but I'm 56, so she's probably, you know, maybe in her 50s, something like that. Yeah.
It fits more with me. I'm 63. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's a sweetheart. I actually ask her a lot of questions sometimes when I get customer service related questions, because typically I just call out for failed payments, you know, so sometimes when people ask me things and I don't know how to, I'll always ask her, and she helps me a lot. So
I would try it for 3 months maybe and see if it would make a difference.
I think that that's a good way for you to go, you know, and then after the 3 months, evaluate it and see if you want to continue, if you want to, you know, stay at that budget, or if you want to decrease it or increase it, you know, and you can make your decision based on your results. But the website that you're talking about you'd like run for the ads is the CelticTreeServiceLLC.com, right?
Yeah, that's the one that I'm currently, you know, getting calls organically from the other company. Again, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to do, but I'll make a decision Monday, one way or the other.
Okay, yeah, we can talk more on Monday. It's not a problem. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, thanks.